Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What aggravates me is we've got a lot going on in the world, and we're not getting the coverage that we should be getting, like over in the Ukraine and all the things that are happening here in this country. They're completely ignoring it. And I am ill, so I've been watching it, and it is just constant. I was watching TV, I think, about midnight. It's when they pick this up, and they have gone all through the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched it, but it's the same thing over and over again. I'm hypnotized by it.
There's a talk radio caller commenting on the way the news media has been covering the missing Malaysian airliner story. That's the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the search for this plane. Doug Steffen here, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the way. Another hour of the overview of the top 10 hits in talk radio, thanks to the research done by Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com. Oscar Pistorius is at 10, March Madness is 9, Death of Fred Phelps is 8, Seattle helicopter crash is 7, winter weather and global warming number 6, midterm elections number 5, Toyota settlement and the GM recall number 4, healthcare number 3, Ukraine number 2, and the flight of a Malaysian airliner plane number 370. That's number 1. So we'll start at number 1 and move up the list to number 10 during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here are our hosts, John Zach and Susan Rose, talking to technology analyst Dr. Greg Wood about the role the social media is playing in the search for the missing plane.
The internet and social media's involvement in this mystery, could it help or hinder the truth here?
Well, I don't think it's going to have an impact on the facts of the story one way or the other. The social media sites are really a venue for people to find out information about the story as it unfolds.
Is there any doubt in your mind that this story is consuming social media?
Oh, I think it's a portion of what's going on, but there's, it probably gets about the same play on social media as it does on the traditional media. There's just, so many stories out there that are competing for our time. You know, all the excitement that's going on over the Ukraine and Russia and elsewhere in the world. But it is, I think, because it's a mystery, it probably does lend itself more to speculation and conversation on the social media site.
And because there is so much speculation, because everyone sort of has a hunch, they want to weigh in, I guess we really have to realize and understand in a case like this that opinion is often interesting but maybe rarely conclusive. Does that work?
Oh, I think that's probably true. The thing that we have to remember is that social media is really a driver of audience to traditional news sites. We hear a lot about people increasingly going to social media sites for the news today, but traditional media like television, print, and radio combined still are the primary source for news. But what social media does is serve as a driver, and we go on to things like Facebook and Twitter perhaps to interact with our friends, but see stories that they're discussing. And that very oftentimes will lead to clicking on a link that will take us to a traditional site.
Hey, Greg, there's an interesting story on crowdsourcing. I'm wondering if you're familiar. This is using millions of volunteers that are assisting in the search for this missing Malaysian jet by letting them scan satellite images on their computer screens, and they're tagging anything that they see that might be suspect and sending it on.
Yeah, crowdsourcing is a really neat social media phenomenon. It's been used in a lot of different ways. It was originally used to do very, very large projects, something like data entry of millions and millions of pieces of data, breaking it up and having individuals do just little pieces of that and then organizing it back into a large completed work. They're using it even for fundraising for new startup businesses. And in this case here, imagine searching all those miles of ocean and I guess they've also starting to look at land where the plane might have fallen. If you can get a bunch of people to contribute to looking at satellite images, that would certainly, you know, help possibly.
Up next, more on the search for the Malaysian airliner. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the subject matter being the items discussed between March 17th and the 21st.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, working our way through the top 10 talk topics of the week. Don't you love it when I say that? The search for the Malaysian Airlines flight is number one. No surprise there. Here's host Sterling Scheichler talking to aviation expert Jay Ratliff about the poor job, the horrible job Malaysia has done running the investigation and trying to communicate about what happened to the missing plane.
We get more information that it is sort of weird. Apparently, there was some radar data that had been taken and aware of by another country, and they just failed to communicate it because it wasn't asked for until yesterday or something. What the hell, Jay Ratliff?
Well, you know, this investigation, the people that are running it, as far as the Malaysian officials and even the airline officials, certainly they're so far over their head, it's not even funny. Some of the things that they should have done initially is to compile and request as much information from as many countries that were within this this flight area as they could. And we had yesterday the military for Thailand coming forward saying, oh, by the way, we've got some radar coverage of what we believe was that missing flight about the time that you lost communications on it. This some 10 days after the fact. They were asked why in the world they didn't step forward sooner, and they were told, well, you know, nobody asked us for it, so, you know, we really didn't look to see, and look what we discovered. So, you know, we're talking about something that's covering 26 countries, and the idea that we're just now getting information that we could have used, a week and a half before is just ridiculous, because we have a 30-day window if that airplane went down for the transponder beacons to remain active. And, you know, we've got 12 days down and 18 days to go. So if that plane crashed, we are very, very much behind the the eight ball, so to speak, from a timing standpoint to try to locate where that aircraft may have gone down.
Now, speaking of those pings, Jay Ratliff, and the flight recorders, we've learned a whole bunch about these aircraft and systems that are there for identification, for location purposes if something catastrophic occurs. Some of the stuff that's been shared, frankly, I think has gone too far, but we have a 30-day length of time these batteries are supposed to last. I don't know if this ends up being like the Mars rover that continues to roll way, way beyond its life expiration date.
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's also a question of, depending on how the depths of the ocean where this plane may be or wherever it may be, if it found a landmass somehow in the direction where it's gone, that's limiting it now, at least if that radar information is correct. So there may be limitations even on proximity to that signal, yes?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what we're looking at right now, if it's in the water at that depth, the investigators would need to be nearly right over it to be able to even remotely begin to pick up a ping from those, because, you know, most of the crashes happen over land, so locating the black boxes is something that occurs. It's just a matter of time before we can find it. This situation, of course, we've got to find the airplane first, and some of the latest news is that the authorities are saying some of the files on the simulator that was taken out of the captain's basement at home had some deleted files. And I find that of particular interest because if the captain was going to be flying the airplane in a manner unlike anything he had done before, certainly practice and things of this nature would certainly be needed. So that's why when we're looking at this, we're thinking, well, now, wait a minute now. What kind of files, if any, were deleted? And is that something that, bears further scrutiny as this investigation continues?
All right, let's get the talk radio conversation going, or continuing with talk radio callers as we monitor all these programs. Help yourself to any or all of these opinions.
The news media has become an entertainment source. It's not so much information worthy. There's so much more information that needs to be broadcasted that the media is focusing on this and ignoring everything else when the tyrant Obama is taking away our civil rights and our Second Amendment rights, and he has the power to detain any American for any reason for any amount of time, but no one cares about that because everyone's focused on an airplane. With airport security so tight now, my belief is that rather than try to hijack a plane from the airport, you just steal the entire plane and you can hide it. I'm sure there's a country out there that's anti-American that'd be more than willing to hide an aircraft. Then you fill it full of explosives or whatever you want and then fly it into the capital or into D.C. Just mark it up as another plane. But the media is so focused on entertaining everybody rather than broadcasting its news that can really affect us as Americans. They just want to entertain us, and that's what keeps us glued to television.
The one thing about all the coverage that I found so shocking was the revelation of all the glaring gaps in passport control. I guess I was naive. I didn't realize in the post 9/11 world that there was such heavy use of fraudulent and stolen passports. And the other thing is the technological gaps. You know, I feel like our whole international aviation system is still operating on a mid-20th century. I my late father was a World War II navigator, and I think he'd be rolling over in his grave, or is, just the thought that we're not availing ourselves of the latest and greatest technologies to keep passengers safe. And I really think as international airline consumers, we have to start advocating and fighting the airlines and the pilots' unions to get, you know, streaming videos and accessing better technologies to track airlines, especially in these areas where radar is virtually inactive. I was just shocked. The coverage has been really educational in many ways.
It seems like the American media is doing what they're supposed to be doing, is pretty much, you know, getting ratings. So, you know, they're doing all the coverage, you know, what they can do. But my main problem is with the Malaysian government. You know, they're giving contradictory statements. You know, the plane is here. We have, you know, satellite images here. And it's all like a red herring. So I wish that, you know, the United States government will really, you know, focus on the areas that need to be watched. Like maybe Diego, I think that area should be covered a little bit more. Even though it's a Navy base, you know, a lot of things that are going on in this world. Who knows? Maybe the plane is there.
Up next on the countdown, let's move over to what's happening in Ukraine, all the conversation about healthcare this week. That's up next here on our weekly talk radio review.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, really big shoe, Doug Stephan, going through the numbers at number two this week, Russia, Ukraine, what's happening there. Here's a caller who says Crimea ought to be able to make their own decisions, and we ought not to get involved, get our nose out of this, I guess, in other words.
They're a nation, and they have their own way of deciding things. There is international law. There are treaties. But we cannot afford to get into a military conflict with Russia. We don't. We are trying to get out of the Middle East. We have economic issues that we have to deal with. Now, for those who think that we should be over there, and what you put your foot in the door and you keep the door open, and sooner or later somebody's going to pull you in, then we have bigger issues and things escalate. So I think that we should leave things alone for now and see how they turn out, while at the same time build up an international force around Russia to make sure that things don't escalate and that they just honor the vote that occurred there, but don't let the Russians advance any further in Europe.
Obamacare number three on the countdown. This week, Ellen DeGeneres talked to President Obama about the Affordable Care Act and the looming deadline that's now less than 2 weeks away.
While I have you, I think it's only fair we should talk about Obamacare, and that rhymed.
Well, you know, we've got about 2 weeks left till March 31st for people to sign up. If you don't have health insurance right now, you should go on healthcare.gov, and especially all the moms out there who may have young people, 26, 27, don't have health insurance, but they think they're invincible and nothing's ever going to happen to them. You know, what we've said is you never know what life is going to throw at you. You can, at this point, get health insurance for $100 a month or less, in some cases less than your cell phone bill or your cable bill, and it gives you some financial security. It gives moms some mental security that their kids are going to have decent care. And, you know, particularly at this moment when a lot of young people, as they come out and they're getting their first or second jobs, they don't necessarily get a benefit on the job. Now's the time to take a look at it. But the website is now working. Healthcare.gov actually works the way it's supposed to. And I hope that people take advantage, because if you don't sign up before March 31st, then you won't be able to sign up again until November. And I want to make sure that everybody has this opportunity now.
It's doing very, very well. I think it's surprised. It had a rough start, but you've got 5 million people that have signed up so far, which is an enormous amount of people that have signed up. So it's successful. And why is there a deadline? Why is there not just an open-ended where, because I think it is important for everyone to have health care, and a lot of people think, oh, I'll be fine, and like you said, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, if anybody who's gotten health insurance on the job, you know, you have this thing called an open enrollment period. Basically, the insurers, they're pricing for a year, and then they need to figure out how many people have signed up, what the risk pool looks like, how many elderly people are, how many healthy people, how many young people, and that's how they set prices for the following year. So they have to close the open enrollment period at the end of March 31st. They'll start back up, so you can sign back up in 2015 in November. But if you don't have health insurance right now, now's the time to check it out. And as I said, you know, people will be pleasantly surprised. I've got a lot of folks who write me letters saying, I didn't vote for you, and I'm pretty skeptical about Obamacare, and I heard about all the problems on the website, but when I actually signed up, it turns out that I'm saving $100, $200, or I'm getting health insurance for the first time. And so all I'm encouraging everybody to do is to take a look and see what options are right for you and your family. And moms out there, email your kids if they don't have health insurance and tell them to at least check it out, because they may be pleasantly surprised that it's much more affordable than people thought.
General Motors in the midterm elections, up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Help yourself to more information about the world of talk radio and talk television. The week ending Friday, March the 21st is what we're scrutinizing here. And at number four in the countdown, the General Motors recall, the Toyota settlement. Here's host Joel Riley with John Clore from carsincontext.com. They discuss the massive recall that seems to have not been handled particularly well by General Motors.
John, tell us all you know about the latest GM recalls.
Well, you know, Joel, GM's road to recovery since bankruptcy is like driving in Detroit. It's just full of potholes, and this is a huge one. And I think they bent the rim, I'm pretty sure. This, you know, everybody's talking doom and gloom. Oh, my God, it's the end of the PR. It's a PR nightmare. What are they going to do? But now, the fact of the matter is, major automakers who make millions of cars have recalls, and recalls are good things because they fix problems. But the issue at this, I'm not going to talk about the PR nightmare. I'm going to talk about the issue, and the issue is somebody along the line at General Motors knew that this was going to be a problem and fixed it. I mean, in the later cars, the little $10 part or whatever it was a 10-cent spring and a little plunger. And at some point, Joel, it was changed to remedy the problem. That means someone in engineering or someone somewhere in GM knew that this needs to be addressed and be repaired, and so the newer cars don't have that problem. Well, if that was the case, then the question is the process has failed Mary Barra, because that should have gone upstream and said, look, this was an issue, we fixed it, and so maybe we should look at the cars that have that problem. That's the issue. Mary's got to go find out where the process failed the company and to go fix it. In the meantime, go back and, you know, it's a horrific cost, but, you know, it's a life, so you have to save it. It's just a tough situation, and somebody somewhere down the line, yeah, maybe it was they were just too afraid to tell their boss.
Yeah, it could be, but I like the fact, and to my knowledge, what I've read about it, no injuries or deaths as a result of this, so at least they also come off as proactive too.
Well, and, you know, this whole thing about here's all the other things we're going to do, she said, let's go back and look at everything you're looking at and just make recalls. And we're going to, you know, be on the other end of it and say, you know, a car company can't, you know, they make upgraded and changes all the time. Some of them is just a better part and don't want a recall, and other ones do. And the fact that she's taking that step, I mean, she's doing everything she can do. It's just that she's got to find the flaw in their process and fix it. That's the issue. Forget about all the other stuff you heard on TV. I mean, because look, Toyota this week just settled a $1 billion lawsuit with their acceleration. And you know, look at their stock price. They're not going under anytime soon.
Midterm elections and even speculation about the presidential race. Number five on the Countdown Show. Here's Bobby Walsh talking to political analyst John Brinson. Brinson believes the White House is planning to maintain Democratic control of the Senate. Good luck to him on that.
The Obama plan to save Democrat control of the Senate in the November 4th elections focuses on issues that appeal to the ignorant. Ouch, John. Ouch.
Well, yes. You know, Obama, for all his faults, he does listen to his advisors, and his advisors are pretty good politically. They know how to press the right buttons for the uneducated, uninformed voters, and get them to come out and vote for this pathetic character. And they also know that they must retain control of the Senate, or Obama will be totally irrelevant in the last 2 years of his. They must keep control of the Senate, which means the Republicans had damned well better get control of the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Now, and, okay, go ahead.
And what they have to do is they have to point out that Obamacare is a big problem. It is the biggest problem we have right now. It's bigger than immigration, minimum wage, overtime rules, war on women, all that stuff that they're going to be throwing up. We have to say, folks, the real problem is Obamacare is ripping the shreds out of our economy, and it's going to get a lot worse. We have to get rid of Harry Reid.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get rid of Harry Reid. Now, I've been listening to the news, and every time they talk about the Republicans, they say the Republicans are obstructing. We can't get anything done because of the Republicans. And our Republican friends are mute. They don't know how to respond. And it's beyond me. And the way to respond is say, no, we in the House have passed bill after bill after bill that haven't got a vote in the Senate because Harry Reid won't bring them up for a vote.
Mm-hmm.
He controls what happens in the Senate. He can stop anything at all he wants to. So I think the Republicans have to get out on the campaign trail and run against the Democrat senators, every one of them who are up for re-election. They have to run against every one of them, and they have to say, this is senator, this Democrat senator, voted for Obamacare. He has repeatedly voted for Obamacare and supported Obamacare and supported Obama.
Up next, global warming, a helicopter crash, and Fred Phelps bites the dust. All on the way here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Yes, now that's how you spell relief.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter, March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, number six on this week's countdown. Winter weather, more conversation about global warming. Here's host Jimmy Barrett with meteorologist David Tolaris from weatherrisk.com about the winter weather, which seems to be hanging on despite the fact it's now, hello, springtime.
The winter that just won't die, please drive a stake into its heart, Dave.
No, it's a vampire, baby. This thing will not go away no matter what we do.
Silver bullets, anything. Come on. We're sick of this. We're sick of this.
It's a, you're trying being a meteorologist. I mean, we've had 18 different events here in central Virginia. Now, we haven't had actually, relatively speaking, to everybody else, we have not had a lot of snow. We've had like a total of 14, something like that, maybe 15 inches of snow. So averaging less than 1 inch of snow per event, but that's just Richmond. I mean, if you, Norfolk's had a lot more snow, Roanoke's had a lot more snow, Carolinas and Tennessee up into the Mid-Atlantic have had more snow than we've had, but we've had a lot of events. And it's getting everybody really tired. So I understand that. Believe me, I'm getting ready for spring too.
We just seem to be really stuck in this pattern right now of where we get this late in the week warm ups, and then it starts to get cold again on Sunday, and we get some sort of a wintry event, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and then we're back to warmer weather again.
Yeah, that is the pattern, and there's no doubt that that's happening again. The model data is very strong this morning that there is going to be a significant storm on the East Coast on the 25th and the 26th. We will be cold enough, the atmosphere all the way down to the Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina border for the precipitation to be snow, at least at the start. And all the data this morning, some of the data was taken, showing in a more inland track where you have a low going through Ohio and it jumps to the coast. And when that happens, Virginia usually doesn't get a lot of snow. But all the data this morning, all the models shifted, now show a system coming out of the Gulf, which is a bigger system for us to get more precipitation. And it shows significant snow over the coastal areas, not so much in the mountains. This is going to be more of a coastal event. So it could be accumulating snow even for late March from, eastern North Carolina and central North Carolina all the way up to Boston, and the models really bomb the system out once it gets up north by New York City. So we're not done yet. We're not done.
The Seattle helicopter crash, number seven on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's host Terry Boyd with the Seattle host Manda Factor, who was on the air when her station's helicopter crashed in that accident earlier in the week.
Manda, you said, confided in me, that's probably the wrong word, but we were talking to you, you said, this is the first time in my entire radio career that I actually shed a tear that I cried on the air.
Come close.
I've come close several times. I've been in the business for 25 years, I guess, now. And this one, literally, it hit too close to home, right outside our window.
Amanda, take us through it. You know, Tuesday morning, sure. You're working. What did you see, and then what happened there at Como?
Well, our radio studio is, it's quiet, so I didn't hear anything. What happened is I faced, we're in the middle of the fourth floor here at Fisher Plaza. We face the newsroom, which is filled with, of course, curious people, and every once in a while something will happen outside the Space Needle where everyone runs to the window. And so that was our first cue as we were on the air live. Everyone in the newsroom, a couple dozen people, ran to the window. And that got our attention as we were on the air. So I turned to the left, which has just a beautiful, iconic view of Seattle. It's the Space Needle. It's EMP, love it or hate it. But just as soon as we looked in time to see a huge fireball explode. And at that point, someone came flying into the studio and said, "It's a helicopter. It's gone down. I think it's ours." And at that moment, you pull yourself together and realize, you know what? It's my job. I've been in the news for many years. My job is to tell people what's happening, to reassure them that crews are on the way, and somehow we're going to get through it together. And so that's what happened. As we were able to actually look out the window and see what happened. I mean, you've seen the pictures. It's, when you think of Seattle, this is what you think of. There was a river of fire running down the street right in front of the Space Needle. There were three cars that had burst into flames. The helicopter at this point was unrecognizable, and we up here from our vantage point on the fourth floor knew that inside that wreckage, there were two of our friends that we had worked with for a long time. So it was really difficult to process. Your brain doesn't process a helicopter going down. It doesn't process a helicopter going down right in front of you, a place you could have been at that particular time, a road you drive on every day.
The number 8 item on the Talk Radio Countdown show is the death of Fred Phelps. Here's host Brian Suits talking to callers about a growing movement which has been started online to organize a protest at Fred Phelps' funeral.
Protesting his funeral, because there's an online movement. It's on Facebook. It's on social media for people to find out where his funeral is. And they're not going to be able to keep it secret. Find out where his funeral is and then attend it and make the family feel pain. And that somehow you're making a bigger point with that, which is just bizarre to me. Eric in Pasadena.
Yeah, you bet. I'm with the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club, and we do body watch when our brothers come home. We actually stay with the bodies until they're buried, and we go to the funerals, and we've actually stopped those morons from protesting and causing extra, pain and torture to these families who've already lost their kids, and then you've got these idiots who come in and protest in the background. But, hey, I love everything you're saying, and we're behind you, and we don't like this guy, and we don't like these people, and we're all about our vets and especially the sanctity of a funeral that these people come and disrupt it. It's terrible.
Yeah, and the deal is the legal tactic that guys like you have discovered is that if you build arm-in-arm sort of a human chain far enough away, when the family arrives for a funeral, the Fred Phelps crew, the Westboro Baptist Church people, they would have to physically assault you. They would have to break the law to get any closer. And so it's a good tactic.
They don't come near us.
I don't know if he is the spiritual heart of the church. No idea. Don't care. But I think they've gotten too much publicity and all that. But I agree that it's kind of silly to use their tactics. Because they've already thought of that. They thought of that years ago. They know that they're in for that. They're setting themselves up for that.
Oh, they want it. They love it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. That's part of their plan, is that they're aware the people would want to come and protest at his funeral, and they apparently feel like it should be a reverential event. Oddly enough, and when they stick his carcass in the ground, that there should be some reverence and respect, and that you shouldn't protest it. Scott in Glendale.
Hey, got the point about this guy in Kansas. He's reprehensible, and I'm Catholic. Yeah, I'm a very liberal Democrat also, but I believe in God's mercy, and you don't denigrate anybody who dies. I mean, this person's behavior was horrific, but he never murdered anybody. And, let the men die in peace.
Well, he was never caught. We don't know.
Well, we don't know that he did.
He's never been convicted. But yeah, I mean, he showed his colors to me. That he was a loathsome individual. Spreading a really poisonous message.
I totally agree with you.
And the point, if anyone, you know, like I said, it's a lot of veterans saying, yeah, we should be at their funeral. And the point that I'm making is, well, you're only making his point. If you use a tactic, you're making his point.
Up next, March Madness, Oscar Pistorius. That will be what we deal with next. If you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Let's move back into the mode here, the mode of March Madness, which is number 9 on the countdown this week. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing host Karen Henderson and Kevin Meeks, talking to a reporter named Stacey St. Clair about the productivity losses that a lot of businesses experience during the March Madness period.
There's about 50 million people who play in their office pools. So if each person spends 1 hour worrying about their pool or watching a game or following it online, if everyone loses 1 hour of productivity, that's $1.2 billion.
Now, if I may, I can look at that. I can look at exactly the same thing on the other side of the coin and put it this way, that this is anticipated. They know that this is scheduled every year, that this is going to happen. So it's not really lost productivity. It's just a shift, right? You know, we had a story, Stacey, you may have seen this too, last week, that said that men actually schedule vasectomies at this time of the year so they can sit on the couch with a bag of peas on their nether regions watching the TV.
Employers obviously know, and just like employers, you know, pretend not to know that setting is going on in their office, I think everyone just kind of turns a blind eye to the lost productivity. And actually, the lost productivity started Monday when people like me, I went to the University of Missouri, you come in and you bemoan the fact your team didn't make, not a single school from Illinois made the tournament.
See, I'm wondering if any blocking devices are going to be used. Can you do anything like that?
Boom!
Actually, there's an outplacement firm here in Chicago that tallied the $1.2 billion, and they recommend that offices just give into it. Cater lunch so your employees don't take, you know, the four-hour lunch on the, you know, first day of the tournament. Put televisions around your office space so, like, all the bandwidth is not taken up by the people who are trying to quietly watch the game.
And the number 10 item of the Talk Radio Review, the Oscar Pistorius trial. Here's host Bill Carroll with legal analyst Lisa Bloom. They discuss this rather strange twist with the prosecution asking for an early adjournment and everybody wondering why.
I thought that was a little strange to hear them say, give us a couple of days, we want to rethink things. How often does that happen in courtrooms elsewhere in the world?
It really doesn't happen very often, and this is a judge trial, not a jury trial, so it makes a little more sense. But if you said that kind of thing in front of a jury, you really lose credibility fast. But this is a prosecution team that has changed their theory of the case significantly from before the trial to the trial itself. Before trial, they said Oscar Pistorius was on his prosthetic legs at the time that he shot his girlfriend. And at trial, they changed position and they said, no, actually now we agree with the defense that he was on his stumps. So, they changed based on the forensics. I don't think ultimately that is all that significant. It is somewhat helpful to the defense because Pistorius' argument is, I felt very vulnerable on my stumps. I felt afraid. He's much less powerful when he's on his stumps than when he has his blades on. So it now appears that everybody agrees he was on his stumps at the time of the shooting. But, let's remember, this is not a whodunit. We know that he shot her through the bathroom door.
Yeah.
It's a why did he do it kind of case. Did he do it, as he says, because he thought this was an intruder, or was this premeditated murder, as the prosecution claims?
A lot about Reva Steenkamp and where was she in that toilet when the weapon was fired, and which bullets hit her and in what sequence. It seems to me, Lisa, like all of that stuff is important because if she's hit anywhere but the head first, you would assume she'd scream out, and he would no longer believe it's an intruder if he ever actually believed that in the first place.
Exactly. And so the ballistics expert that testified, Captain Chris Mangina, said the first bullet hit her in the hip, shattering her hip bone. Of course, she would still be able to cry out. If the second bullet missed her, the third round pierced her right arm as she lay on the floor with her arms crossed in front of her body. And the fourth bullet is the one that went through her hand to her head, and that's the one that killed her. So certainly she would have been screaming or yelling out from those first three shots.
So to recap on the countdown, number 10, the continuing discussion, the interesting interest in the latest trial of the century, Oscar Pistorius. Number 9 is March Madness and the discussions and all of the whatever it is that goes with that stuff. Number 8, the death of Fred Phelps. Number 7, the death of two in a helicopter crash in Seattle working for a television radio news station. Winter weather, number 6. Midterm elections, number 5. GM's having a big recall. Toyota had to pay a big settlement for misleading the public about the throttle. There are a number of different things that they really weren't upfront about, so they're paying $1.2 billion to you and me. Obamacare, number 3. The Russians moving into the Ukraine, yes or no, maybe, number 2. And what happened to that Malaysian Boeing 777? Number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here on the Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.